Hey guys, this is Lauren with the Century 21 Property Advisors Podcast. I can't wait to share what we have for you today. So today on our podcast, I have some great guests with us from First Financial Bank. And I'm going to let them introduce themselves, and we've got a wonderful podcast planned for you guys.
Hi, I'm Jennifer LeBlanc. I'm with the Acton branch of First Financial. I'm the mortgage lender over here.
Hi, I'm Matt Ward. I'm the regional consumer manager. I do our in-house lending at the 377 branch.
And hi, I'm Kara Watson. I'm over at 377 branch with Matt, and I do our mortgage loan origination at that location.
Fantastic. Thank you, guys. So we're going to ask these guys some important questions about getting a mortgage with a bank versus a mortgage broker. And so they've got some great insight I want to share with you guys because they're going to be your go-to bank for everything after today. So what are some typical closing fees in the mortgage industry, Jennifer?
So you're looking at processing, underwriting, appraisal, survey, title fees, the title policy. You're also going to have the attorney fees, but those are going to be your typical fees.
And those are pretty straightforward no matter where you get your mortgage
from,
right?
No matter where you go, those are services that are required just to process that transaction. And that's really all that we look to put on there, is what's necessary.
Absolutely. So give us some examples of how the bank has come to the table to make a deal work. I know both Matt and Kara have some great stories where that has really been a benefit for you guys. So if you guys will share some of that with us.
Well, we've got a range of different products available. So in certain instances, the bank products that we have can help, keep a mortgage on track. We had a situation where, several actually situations where we've had loans where we run into issues with debt to income. Where the consumer side, our consumer lenders have been able to maybe extend that loan out a little bit, refinance it, and lower the payment, help them get back in line as far as debt to income goes, and make sure the mortgage closes. So being able to tap into some of the other resources, the other products that we have as a bank has really helped us do well as a mortgage company.
Yeah, for example, I had one recently that came up for reasons outside the borrower's and our control. We weren't able to use some of their income. So this borrower had been paying very high interest rates on their auto loans. We were able to get the borrower to come in, refinance both of their auto loans, reduce their payments quite a bit, reduce their interest rates quite a bit, help them that way. And then we were also able to get them into a low 30-year fixed mortgage. So it was a benefit not just to be able to make the deal work, but it was a benefit to the customer. And because we're a bank and not just a mortgage company, because we have the ability to do the mortgages just like everybody else, we were able to come together as a group and work as a team to get that deal to go through and to help the borrower. Because in the long run, that's truly what we want to do.
Fantastic. Awesome. That's exactly, one of the reasons we love working with First Financial so much is because you guys do go that extra mile, finding every option and doing everything you guys can to help our clients and help the borrowers at the end of the day. So, Jennifer, can you speak to some of the programs available from the bank? I know that some people do stuff for teachers and first responders and first-time home buyers. What are some products that the bank offers that mortgage brokerages probably offer as well, but that you guys can match?
So, we do. We have all of those same programs. We've got the down payment assistant programs, and some of the programs that we have, you don't have to be just a teacher or a hero to qualify for those programs. You're still able to do that and get those grant funds for closing costs. We've got, all the government loans, USDA, FHA, VA, our conventional loans, and then, of course, with the bank, and Matt does, pretty much all of these. We've got those land loans, construction loans, bridge loans, and I'll certainly let him talk more on that.
Yeah, the bridge loan's been very popular lately. We've had lots of instances where, it's hard to get a contingency contract. So the bridge loan helps people go ahead and purchase their new property before they actually sell their previous property. and can finance up to 100% of the purchase price of the new property. So that's been very popular. On the in-house side, we also have programs that can help if something goes wrong with maybe one of our mortgage loans. We've had instances where we've been able to switch from our secondary market loan over to an in-house loan to save a deal and make sure it closes on time.
I know specifically I had one of those where that the borrower had come to me and he said, well, I've got this house, it just needs a few updates. You know, he said it needs some new floors, just a little bit of work. And so we're moving through this and the appraisal comes in and it comes back as hazardous. You know, unlivable. There was holes in the floor. So yes, it did need new flooring, but it a lot more than new flooring. And we were able to flip that right over to the in-house side and got them closed on time with really no extra cost to them. And so that was very helpful with, you know, us being able to just, you know, go right to each other and switch it.
Awesome. That's fantastic. I know another thing that we're finding more in Hood County, Erath County, surrounding counties, and it could be everywhere for all we know, is the mobile home loans, single wides, double wides, and doing things like that. Do you guys have anything for those right now?
We don't do those quite often. For the right borrower, there's got to be quite a bit of a down payment when it comes to that.
Gotcha. As far as average days to close, you guys typically can match just about anything if close not sooner than other places, right?
Yes. So, you know, typical is about 30 days, but depending on how much information we have up front, you know, is the borrower prepared with all the documentation, we can certainly get those closed a little bit sooner. I know I've seen some 2 weeks, and, you know, not that that's normal, but it can happen. You know, we're not, you know, a long process.
Yeah, it's a similar, you know, consistent process. As long as they have everything that they need to bring to the table, we can get things moving along.
Absolutely. Awesome. We respect that closing date that's on that contract. That means something. We understand that, and that's absolutely what we work towards every time. If it's an unrealistic date, we're going to let everybody know up front because we are all about communication. We want to be communicated with, and we want everybody in the process to understand and know from as early as possible what is going on. So, but on average, we close on that contract date.
Awesome. That's what every realtor and every client out there loves to hear. We close on time.
On time.
So what might be some things that a bank can do that a mortgage broker can't or might not have the ability to do?
I think, along the lines of our resources for the different products that we've got, you know, we're able to lean on the bank products that type aside in order to make things work on the mortgage side. So being a full service bank, it gives us options and ways to make things work. Whereas a mortgage broker is, you know, they have one product, they're selling the mortgage loan. So being able to rely on full service of products helps us, you know, gives us an advantage over mortgage brokers and mortgage companies. But those are just a lot of different ways that we can figure out a deal, how to make it work.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. I think, you know, that's great questions, great answers for us to definitely take and put out there. And we appreciate you guys being here today and being so open and sharing everything that First Financial can do for our realtors and our clients. And hopefully we'll be doing a lot more with you guys in the future.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the Century 21 Property Advisors podcast today. Make sure you like and share if you got value, and spread the knowledge.